This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McConnor of American Greatness. And there is a striking fact that's now published. I read it for the first time in the National Review Online, but it's apparently showing up in polls such as the Wall Street Journal, that the Hispanic vote in America, the vote associated with immigration from South America and Central America for these last several hundred years, which has long been assumed to be a Democratic vote, very reliable Democratic vote, is now polling dead even with the Republicans. The number that I saw in the National Review Online was 37 to 37, 37 favoring the Democrats, 37 favoring the Republicans, and 22 undecided. What is striking about this is that as recently as 2020, the election in which Joe Biden was successful and the Democrats gained control of both the House and the Senate, the numbers show that the Hispanic vote was 60% Democratic. That is, can you help me understand this surprising change? You've spoken for some time about the Hispanic vote moving towards Republicans. This looks like another world.
The Hispanic community is just like everybody else, John. What they really want to see is security. They want to see prosperity. They're worried about community. They're worried about their families. They're worried about the future. And what they're seeing out of this incompetent far-left Democratic administration in Congress is the antithesis of those things. They feel that everything that they expected to see from government has not been delivered, or much of what they're promised is not being delivered, and they want to hold these people accountable for their failure to govern effectively for their families and for the country. And so they're just like every single voter in the United States. Now, again, this is not something that I would say is permanent necessarily. You never take any voter for granted. But I do think the trend lines are there. It's going to be up to the Republican Party, as Josh Hammer talks about in Newsweek. You have to start delivering. If the voters deliver you and the Hispanic voters help deliver a Republican majority in 2022, you better start governing as a majority that has earned their trust and will continue to earn their trust throughout your tenure.
Let me see if I understand then. The Hispanic vote in America, which you say is many splendid directions. We have the Cubans in Florida, and we have the Mexicans in California, and then Dominicans in New York, and Puerto Ricans in New York, and then people from many countries, Chile, Brazil, all through the country. And we have the Cubans who make their way through Texas, everywhere. It's all different directions. Now, they're voting their pocketbooks, just like everybody else votes their pocketbook. And the Democratic approach has always been identity politics. We favor this group. We favor that group. We want to blend these groups together to signal virtue. Is that no longer working, identity politics?
Well, I think what they've had a chance to do is they've had a chance to see two things. One was the Trump economy with Hispanic employment levels at the highest levels ever in the country. So you had unprecedented prosperity within the Hispanic community due to Republican policies. And now you've seen the Biden administration with Trump no longer providing a convenient shield for them. And they're getting to see what the Democratic Party really is all about. So they don't like it. They're seeing the failures of these policies firsthand. They're feeling them immediately. The impact upon them is greater right now than it is upon, say, some upper middle class in the suburbs of Philadelphia or somewhere that doesn't seem to feel the influence of inflation and would rather read the New Yorker rather than actually get their hands dirty and see that inflation is gutting the family budgets of millions, tens of millions, 100 million Americans. So they don't seem... The Hispanic community, like every other working voter, understands that we need a better economy, we need better security in this country, and that the Democrats have absolutely failed. And no amount of messaging and no amount of CNN or New York Times headlines are going to convince them otherwise, because they see it with their own eyes, and they see the fact that their budgets are being stretched thin, and there's no end in sight under these ridiculous, risible Democratic policies.
Therefore, voting your pocketbook is what matters. Is that the way to determine who is going to win 22?
It is more than that. It is faith, family, community, country, and they see a lot of the absolutely abysmal and insane Democratic identity politics. So much of the woke madness, and they reject it.
Right.
and they want their kids not to be subjected to it. And they want their kids to have a better future. And they want Americans to get along. They know we're all in this together. They stand for the flag. They do everything else. They're very patriotic. And so the Democratic Party that does not seek to identify to them as citizens, as Americans first, are going to lose their vote.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.